BBC News Online.
Delegates from the 147 members of the World Trade Organization have approved a draft agreement to open up global trade. Under the deal, $300 billion of subsidies paid to farmers in wealthy countries will be reduced. The United States has agreed to cut subsidies for crops such as corn, rice and cotton, following a similar decision by the European Union. In exchange, developing nations will have to cut their tariffs on manufactured goods. From Geneva, John Moylan reports.
When ministers and diplomats emerged from the final meeting that had secured a deal, the relief amongst them all was palpable. For weeks, teams had been negotiating an agreement at the WTO. Only in the final hours had success seemed possible. The accord covers trade liberalisation in agriculture, industrial goods and services, but it will be remembered for commitments given to tackle the subsidies rich countries pay to their farmers, and which poorer nations believe distort world trade. The 17-page framework must now be fleshed out in the months and years ahead, but the impact of the deal is unlikely to be felt for a decade or more at the earliest.